Simon Reish Beis. Sif says both through Ches and Simon Reish Gimel. Birchas Aperis. So Shimi Breyer was sitting down to some Shalach Manas that was left over. He finally put everything together and he saw a really nice fruit platter from next to the Mir Pitzuchim store, which is next to the farm store, that had in it a bunch of different things, all the regular things that are inside. There was craisins inside, and there was nuts inside, and there was the ginger, the little small ginger pieces that were inside, and he had actually some blueberries, I don't know where he got those from, inside, and chocolate and candies. The question is the regular jellies. What bracha do you make of these? So he was at the end of a suda. You do make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. L'chor, if it's a dessert, you make a bracha. She says, what bracha do you make? And what should you make first? Is there any specific brachas should you make? L'chor, you always make a eitz first. But once you make a eitz, maybe you can't eat the candy, make bracha on the candies. What do you do? What bracha do you make? And what is the order of the brachas that you make? So we saw with regard to sugar. Sugar is a big machlekes rishonim whether or not it's a eitz, hadoma, or a shahakol. The Rambam says it changes like dvash tamarim. Especially make a shahakol. The Torah says, what are you talking about? This is ikar pri. Ikar pri, that was the cloud that we were screaming last week before Purim. We were screaming. It's always totally in what the ikar oifin that you use the pri. Since the ikar oifin that you use the pri is that you squeeze the sugar cane, you take out the juice, and then you cook it, and it turns into a granules. So then that's when it's a eitz. The Kesef Mishnah, which is not brought down here, the other I'm trying to bring down, the Kesef Mishnah says, Kinir, the Torah didn't live in Mitzrayim. Because if we were living in Mitzrayim, we would have seen how many people suck on sugar cane. And they don't squeeze it b'chulu. But either way, the Torah says, that's the klal, and that's the klal. It remains the klal, still remains that klal. Remember this klal for the rest of your life, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. If you're using the fruit in the way that it's meant to be used, then even if it's totally changed, it's not nekor b'chulal, but that's what the fruit is, and therefore it should retain its bracha. The mice at the end of the day, Mishabur, the Machaber Paskins, you make a shahakol. Is it a vade? You make shakal like the Rambam, or it's only misafik? Much more than Mishabur is because of a safik. Nevertheless, even though it's only safik in Kufsa Meches and in Kufzadi and in a bunch of other places, the Mishabur says you could use sugar to potter up a shakal. You don't have to take salt, which is a vade. This is also considered a vade shakal, because at the end of the day, it's machlokes Hashanah, you make a shakal. Nevertheless, says Mishabur, if you made ha'et or hadama on something which is made out of sugar, on sugar, then you get it. If it's made out of beet sugar, sugar beet, then it's only hadam or a shakal. You only say if you made hadam, not a ha'et. That's the case, l'chorah. If you're now going to make ha'et on your blueberries, then you might not be able to make a shakal on the candies. So maybe you should make the shakal on the candies first. And what bracha do you make on blueberries? The sack of berries is not so pasha. What bracha do you make on it? Maaseh Mishabura seems to say that berries that grow on a tree, pashas berries, since the klal is, if every year they do not have to be replanted, anything which regenerates every year, it replants, then you don't have without planting, then the brachas you make a eitz. Anything which you have to plant, carrots and onions and cucumbers and peppers and all those things, the brachas adama. Now, there are certain berries that, nevertheless, we write his own tastes, bring down from Yerushalmi, and the Shabura says, if it's less than 3 tzvachim off the ground, then in a Hanami, the minig of the Olam is to make a hadam on it. Therefore, I was told by Rabbi Sleberg Shlita that on craisins, you do not make a eitz, you make hadama. I always made a eitz, and I think a lot of people make a eitz. But Lamaisa, that's what he told me, you can make hadama. Her, either way, you're good, because Lamaisa, they don't have to be cranberries, they don't have to be planted. And therefore, the Pashtis, according to many Shitas, he would make a eitz. However, it's a suffix, and therefore, he told me to make hadama. Blueberries, seems clear. That for those that ever went blueberry picking, they grow on trees that are bushes that are much bigger than 3 tzvachim. You would make a ha'etz on that. So blueberries get a ha'etz, and craisins would get a hadama. Nuts, standard nuts, are also a ha'etz. That's the ikar fruit of the tree. Now, if you have a nut which is not the ikar fruit of the tree, then it goes down to hadama. That wouldn't be the ha'etz. But the regular standard nuts, except for peanuts, everybody should know. That's the way to remember a pea nut, just like a pea is hadama, funa. So too, a peanut is adama, but it's not a real near nut. But all other nuts are considered a eitz. Now, even nutmeg, which is not really a nut, which is, nevertheless, that the bracha is a eitz. Now, any types of ginger, what's with ginger? So we saw the Gemara, there's already a steer in the Gemara, whether or not ginger is no bracha, or it's adama. So Gemara says, well, then it depends whether or not it's if it's fresh or if it's dried out. If it's dried out, it's not really a chilo. If it's fresh, then it is really a chilo. And therefore, you make adam on it. So too, if you took it And even, as the Birlacha says, even if you took dried ginger and you made it roi l'achila by putting it together with dvash, and they make this concoction that they bring from India, like the Gemara says, then it will get its bracha of Adama. Therefore, these small little ginger pieces that they sell in yeshiva, and they sell in the next yeshiva pizuchim store, but pashas, you would make a hadama on it. You make a hadama on them. They are a little piece of ginger that have been. You could even see the strain still a piece of the ginger inside. You would make a hadama then. If they're totally dried ginger, then you would not make a hadama. Now, nevertheless, if you take ginger, which dried ginger, or for that matter, any type of dried spice, which is not roi l'achila by itself, if you mix it together with sugar and now you make it palatable, you make it roi l'achila, then it gets back its ikar bracha. If it was ha'etz, it'll be ha'etz. If it was ha'adama, it'll be ha'adama. Except for peppercorns, it's always machlokes rishonim, whether or not it's etz or adama, unless you pass an adama be safek. Bananas also brought down right here is also safek. Tutsim also a safek, and therefore you make a hadama. That is the general rule. And the Ramah says at the end of Simon Reish Beis, anything which is a safek, a etz, safek, adama, you make hadama. Anything which you have the slightest idea what it is, which is 98% of your shalach manis, you make a shalach.